This is Rabbi Avital Hochstein of Machon Hadar, Parashat Truma, 5777. The Receiving Giver, Thoughts Regarding the Chain of Giving and Receiving. Our parasha opens with a request that God makes of Bnei Israel. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to take for me an offering. From all whose hearts prompt them to give, you shall take my offering." Why does God need to make a request? What inspires this request? And what is its essence? The Midrash in Shmot Rabbah expounds upon the verse that we just quoted and begins its treatment by quoting Proverbs. "For I gave you a good doctrine, a good takeaway. Do not forsake my Torah." Connecting between this verse and the opening of our parasha is somewhat surprising, as there is no mention here of a request made by God or of a contribution to God, but rather a mentioning of something that was given by God to Israel, namely the Torah. The two verses are connected through the verb to take. The Hebrew noun for doctrine is lekach, perhaps more literally translated as a takeaway. God asks Israel to take for me, and the Torah is referred to as a takeaway. By linking these two verses, the Midrash suggests that there is a connection between the offering that was taken from Bnei Israel and the Torah that was given to them, taken by them. Perhaps making this connection between the offering requested in our parasha and the way the Torah is described in Proverbs can help us resolve a textual difficulty found in the verse. The verse ends with the words, "my offering," again connecting the taking and the offering. "You shall take my offering." Beyond this, a closer look at the verse reveals that it consists of two parallel clauses that are almost identical to one another. "Take for me an offering. You shall take my offering." This play on words raises the possibilities that the taking is either by Israel or from Israel. "Take for yourselves my offering to you," or "take from yourselves the offering that is for me." Meaning that the word "my offering" can be understood in two ways. In the sense of the offering brought by the people, those whose hearts prompt them, which will then become the property of God, or "my offering" in the sense of that which is already God's, which is then given to people. This ambiguity, which yields the possibility that we are talking about God's offering to the people, is what allows the Midrash to say that the offering refers to the most significant gift that God ever gave the people, the good doctrine, the ultimate takeaway, the Torah. The Midrash highlights how special the Torah is by constructing another subtle play on words between lekach, the takeaway of the Torah, and mekach, the rabbinic term for merchandise, which is used in the give and take of trade. The Midrash contrasts the special spiritual quality of the Torah with the physical aspects of an object of commerce. For example, "Take for me an offering." This is as the verse says, "For I give you a good doctrine." Lekach, do not forsake my Torah. Do not forsake the merchandise that I gave you. There is a person who has merchandise. If he has gold, he doesn't have silver. If he has silver, he doesn't have gold. But the merchandise that I gave you has silver. As it says, the statements of God are pure statements, purified silver, and it has gold. As it says, more dear than gold and great fine gold. The Midrash explains that in contrast to other objects of value, such as silver and gold, which have either one characteristic or another, the Torah has both gold and silver, and by extension, everything else. And gold and silver aren't just random examples. They appear in the following verse in our parasha. First, God asks for an offering, and then details what it should consist of. And this is the offering you should take for me, gold, silver, and copper, and so on. In this way, the Midrash constructs yet another connection between that which Israel is asked to contribute as an offering, silver and gold, and that which was given to them, the Torah, which according to the Midrash contains both silver and gold. Over and over, the Midrash emphasizes that God's request of an offering, a truma, comes on the background of the great gift that God already gave to Israel, the giving of the Torah. The verb to take is what connects the verse from Parashat Truma to the verse in Proverbs which describes the Torah. Tikhu and lekach. The verb to take is one that is used in several semantic realms, such as to indicate marriage. This semantic implication is evident throughout the Torah. For example, when a man has taken a new wife, he shall not go out to the army or be assigned to it for any purpose. He shall be exempt 1 year for the sake of his household to give happiness to the woman he has taken. The verse is from Devarim. Similarly, the Midrash describes the relationship between Israel and the Torah as marriage. And the Midrash says, it is analogous to a king who had an only daughter. One of the kings came and took her and wanted to take her to his land and to take her as his wife. He said to him, this daughter that I have given you is my only daughter. I can't separate from her. I also can't tell you not to take her because she is your wife. So do this favor for me. Wherever you go, make me a small room so that I can live with you, since I cannot leave my daughter. The parable describes the father as being in a state of crisis due to the marriage of his daughter. The father is devastated by the thought that his child is leaving him and will abandon him. The parable describes the reality that after the wedding, there isn't necessarily a place for the father in the lives of his daughter and son-in-law. Even though, if it weren't for the father, there would be no daughter, he finds himself without a role in her life. It is with this understanding that the father suggests a solution to this problem. He asks his son-in-law to enable him to continue to be close to his daughter. So even though this isn't a strictly necessary arrangement from the perspective of the young couple, the father can't imagine being separated and wants to remain close to his daughter. We don't know what the daughter herself feels about this, but we do find out what this daughter represents, the Torah. And the Midrash continues to explain. So said the Holy One, blessed be He. I gave you the Torah, but I can't separate from it, nor can I tell you not to take it. So wherever you go, Israel, please make me a house where I can live. The explanation of the parable presents a picture of how anxious God feels about giving the Torah. Once the Torah is given, God feels obsolete. God has already revealed God's self and given us his wisdom. What more does humanity need of God himself? True, God is the source of the Torah and the giver of the Torah, but it would seem that since the Torah was indeed given, those who received her are no longer in need of a connection to her source, God. This awareness and this understanding are the source of the divine request, "For me an offering." God needs a gift, a chamber among the people, because he gave the Torah, the good takeaway. This notion holds in it an additional suggestion for the meaning of the verse at hand, a suggestion regarding the punctuation of the opening words. It hints at the following suggestion for reading the verse. Take, the children of Israel, take from me the Torah, and that is why it says, "For me an offering." I need an offering of a chamber in close proximity to the Torah, in close proximity to my daughter who was a takeaway from me. In addition, it is possible that there is a third understanding presented here for the truma, the offering that God gave people. According to this understanding, my offering, the words at the end of the verse, refer not only to the offering that God gave, but also suggests that God himself is the offering, that God himself is given with the merchandise, with the Torah, as the Midrash explains. And is there any other merchandise where the seller is sold with it? The Holy One, blessed be He, said to Israel, "I have sold you my Torah, and it is as if I have been sold with it, as it says, and you will take me as an offering." One of the unique features of the Torah as merchandise is that God, the merchant, is sold with it. One consequence of this for understanding the relationship between humanity and God is the claim that along with the gift of the Torah comes the gift of the relationship with the one who gives it. There's a three-part arrangement in this Midrash. What is unique about the Torah is the fact that the father seller remains a part of it. More than that, God gives some offering or good takeaway to Bnei Israel, and this giving brings about a need. God becomes in need, which brings God to make the request of an offering. This offering will ultimately be the basis for a room for him close to the Torah and close to Israel. We have, as it were, a kind of chain of need. The giving of the Torah creates a lack in God, which inspires him to ask of Israel, "Take for me an offering, you shall take my offering." Any significant giving leaves the giver vulnerable to the possibility that after the close of the transaction, the relationship itself will be forgotten. The giver can be eclipsed by the object, by the relationship between the object and the recipient. The danger is that the giver will render themselves insignificant once the receiver no longer needs them. God here is giving us one possible way of dealing with this danger, and that is to turn the tables by recognizing them and naming the need of the giver. By turning him into the one who then requests, God engenders a cycle of giving. We should all merit to significant and meaningful giving, giving that is powerful enough to make us vulnerable. And we should also find within ourselves, within this vulnerability, the strength and straightforwardness to follow this giving with bold requests, and to thereby build the strong bonds that only giving and receiving can create. Shabbat Shalom.